Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Out of My Mind podcast. This is Keith Crosby, your host. This is a podcast where we look at the crazy world around us through the lens of Scripture. And so today we have actually an abbreviated podcast. There's a text for this podcast. It begins in James chapter 1, verse 2. Count it all joy whenever you encounter various and sundry trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. Let endurance have its perfecting work, leaving you adequate and complete, lacking in nothing. In Romans 5, Paul talks about something similar, that you know, hardship brings character, and character perseverance, and perseverance hope. And in Romans chapter 8, we're told all things work together for good for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. So why am I telling you all this? Well, tomorrow morning I go in for a series of tests in the morning and in the afternoon. It seems I had a cardiac event last Saturday. What does that mean? Well, based on the tests in the ER, it looks like I did not have a heart attack, but something happened, and so they want to check that out. Consequently, I'll be going through a battery of tests to see what in the world is going on in there. After the event, I had to lay low for a few days. I wasn't able to preach on Sunday, and so I'm a little behind in my responsibilities, and this podcast is the first thing that will suffer. Because first and foremost, I'm a pastor, a shepherd, a teacher, and a preacher, and Sunday's coming, and the sermon must take priority, as my other responsibilities do as well. The podcast is non-essential to the well-being of this overall ministry here at Hillside Church, where I serve. Now, that's not to say that I don't care about you listeners out there. I care greatly. However, I thought I owed you an explanation and also some perspective. Someone familiar with all of my situations asked me, how much is enough? When is all of this going to end? It's going to end when the good Lord determines it will, and he determined that before the foundation of the world. There is no random chance in the universe. All these things really have a purpose: to bring glory to God, to sanctify me, but also to encourage others. And no one is promised an easy life in a fallen world. Romans 5:12 tells us that sin entered the world through one man and death through sin, and death spread to all men because all sinned. And that really speaks of death and sickness as well. All of this is a result of the literal fall in the Garden of Eden. For those of you who are familiar with what's going on right now at Hillside Church, we're preaching through the book of Genesis, the book of beginnings that explains why things are the way things are. Genesis is the most important book of the Bible. It tells us about the creation of the world, the creation of life, the creation of marriage. It tells us about sin entering the world. It tells us about the hope that comes through the Savior in Genesis 3. And Genesis tells us that this world is going to be full of hardship, and it is. Inevitably, the question comes up, am I mad at God? For what? For creating me? For giving me my family? For giving me my children, my grandchild, my church, my ministry? Why would I be mad at God? He does all things well. He's perfect in all of his choices, and he never wastes our suffering. And so he is providing me a new series of lessons to be learned as I continue to trust in him and to enjoy my salvation and the ministry he's entrusted to my care. So what do you need to know? Number one, you need to know that God is sovereign, that God is good, and that God is going to see this through. He's going to bring glory to himself, good to others, and growth to me. What can you do? You can pray for me. You can pray for my family. You can pray for my ministry. I've been in the office all week catching up on things and doing sermon prep for the next 2 weeks, so I'm at it. I'm not laid up anywhere. I did take a couple of days off. But in the meantime, pray for me. Pray for wisdom for the elders. Pray for the unity of Hillside Church. Pray for a minimization of gossip. People like to talk, good people, bad people, and all kinds of people in between. But as they say, I'm not dead yet. And as Mark Twain said, stories of my demise are greatly exaggerated. I feel okay, I'm a little tired, and I'm curious to see what the doctors will discover. Let me also tell you that I'm not afraid. God's perfect love casts out fear. And like any other guy in my position, I'm looking forward to getting on the other side of all this. But in the meantime, pray for me. Know that I am okay. Know that I will be back, Lord willing. Know that God is in control, and know that you can trust him. The question is, have you trusted him? You see, if anything goes wrong with me, I get a perfect body, a home in heaven, and I get to wait for the arrival of my wife and children and grandchild, hopefully. You see, I have placed my faith in Jesus Christ, the one and only Savior. Bible tells us God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whosoever should believe in him would not perish, but have eternal life. The Bible tells us that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We've all made mistakes. We've all made our mistakes intentionally in one form or another. That's what sin is, doing something outside the will of God. When you think about it, if you violate a city ordinance, you might get a ticket. If you violate a state law, you might go to jail. If you commit a serious enough federal offense, you might get the death penalty. If you violate international law, somebody might go to war with you. If you break God's law, what do you think you should expect? Judgment. But because God is good and merciful, he has provided a way forward for us. He's willing to forgive anybody, no matter what they've done, where they come from, who they were in the past, if they put their faith and trust in his son, Jesus Christ. Who is Jesus Christ? Jesus Christ is the Son of God, God the Son, who came into this world to seek and save that which was lost, to rescue sinners from the consequences of their sin. And we are all sinners, you, me, everybody. And so he went to the cross in our place. He took the penalty of our sin on his person in our place. And he demonstrated that we could trust him with his resurrection. And if we put our trust in him, we find forgiveness. We receive the gift of eternal life. But here's the thing. The gift is offered to everybody, but it's only given to those who will receive it. And the question is, have you received the gift? Have you turned your back on your old ways and put your trust, your faith, your confidence in Jesus Christ and embraced him for forgiveness, for salvation, for all eternity? Because once you have, you are forever forgiven for all sins, past, present, and future, and you have a home in heaven with him. But that requires that you receive the gift that he offers. Understand, you can't do anything to earn this gift. You can't make enough sacrifices, do enough penance, or anything like that. That's human achievement, and human achievement will get you nowhere fast. But divine achievement, what God has done for us through his son, that is the tonic that cures what ails us all, the forgiveness of sin and the restoration of the relationship with God. We who were once far off are brought near and given a heavenly home if we simply put our faith and trust in him. The Bible says if we confess with our mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, we will be saved. All who call upon the name of the Lord will not be disappointed. I have called on the name of the Lord years and years and years and years ago. I put my trust in him. I put my hope in him. Have you? I hope you have, because if you have, you can face any hardship, situation, or sadness with a confidence, with a hope that is stronger than I hope it doesn't rain tomorrow, a hope that is a certainty, because you belong to God and nothing can separate you from his love after that. So don't worry about me. I'm taken care of. Pray for me. And don't get all worked up over this podcast. I'm not going anywhere fast. But I want to be careful. I want to get these tests, and I covet your prayers. Well, I think that's enough for now. Until next time, this is Keith Crosby signing off. If you have any questions for me, you can still email me at keithcrosby@yahoo.com. In the meantime, God bless you and God keep you.